We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
I'm Jamie.
Hi, I'm Kaya. And here's Karen.
Hi, everybody. Well, this is the season of Advent.
It's time to get ready for the birth of Jesus.
Prepare our hearts to receive God's gift of love.
God's Son, Jesus.
This light shines bright on this day of Advent. This light shines bright. And now we wait, anticipate the night when Jesus was born. There are four candles on the Advent wreath. One candle shines for hope, one for peace. One candle shines for the joy that he brings. One candle shines for his love. This day of Advent, this light shines bright, and now we wait, anticipate the night when Jesus was born. There are four candles on the Advent wreath. One candle shines for hope, one for peace. One candle shines for the joy that he brings. One candle shines for his love. This light shines bright on this day of Advent. This light shines bright, and now we wait, anticipate the night when Jesus was born. And now we wait, when Jesus was born.
Today we're going to learn all about two women who played a big part in God's plan.
Their names were Elizabeth and Mary.
Elizabeth was the mother of John the Baptist, and Mary was the mother of Jesus.
And Elizabeth was the wife of Zechariah, a Jewish priest. They had not been able to have children, but God would change that.
Their story is found in the book of Luke, chapter 1.
It all started one day in the temple.
An angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah and told him that his wife, Elizabeth, would bear him a son.
And the angel told him to name his son John.
Zechariah said,
"How can that be? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years."
The angel answered, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God.
It was he who sent me to bring you this good news.
And now, since you didn't believe what I said, you won't be able to speak until a child is born."
Zechariah did lose his voice, and his wife became pregnant, and in Elizabeth's 6 month of pregnancy, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to a young girl named Mary.
And the angel said to Mary, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you."
Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think of what the angel could mean.
"Don't be frightened, Mary," the angel told her, "for God has decided to bless you.
You will become pregnant and have a son, and you are to name him Jesus.
He will be very great and called Son of the Most High.
And the Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor David.
And he will reign over Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end.
What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age."
Nothing is impossible with God.
And a few days later, Mary visited Zechariah and Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard Mary speak, her baby leapt within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary,
"You are blessed by God above all other women,
and your child is blessed.
What an honor this is that the mother of my Lord should visit me.
When you came in and greeted me, my baby jumped for joy the instant I heard your voice.
You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said.
When Mary spoke to Elizabeth, her words were similar to a woman in the Old Testament, Hannah. Hannah dedicated her son Samuel to serve the Lord, and Hannah's heart was filled with joy to think how God was using her. "My heart rejoices," she said. And Mary's heart was also filled with that same joy, the joy of being God's servant. Her first words were, "My soul glorifies the Lord."
From now on, all generations will call me blessed.
For the Mighty One has done great things for me.
My heart praises the Lord. My soul is glad because God is my Savior. My heart praises the Lord, for He has remembered me. My heart praises the Lord.
Is possible.
Mary and Elizabeth had many reasons to doubt God's plan,
but they were faithful and let God use them in a mighty way.
And God has a plan for each one of us, and He is in control. We serve a mighty God.
All that I am and all that I see, all that I know and all that will be, I forever will thank Thee, for You are mighty God. All that I am and all that I see, all that I know. Lord, I
gift of mercy and your gift of grace will freely be offered to me. A child of the promise, a child in your care, forever and ever I'll be.
All that I am
and all that I see, all that I know.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, you blessed Elizabeth and Mary, and you bless each one of us. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your faithfulness, and help us to trust you the way Mary and Elizabeth trusted you, completely, to love you and to serve you completely, and to put our faith in you and only you. Help us to prepare to celebrate the birth of your precious Son, to keep our thoughts on him and not on the world around us. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
With God, anything is possible.
Do you have a story to tell?
Has God done something very special in your life?
Well, then write to us and share with us so we can share it with our listening audience.
We can learn so much from each other.
Our address is
Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Or you can email us at
Karen@KarenandKids.com.
Or give us a call at
1-800-527-5522.
And don't forget, you can learn more about Karen and Kids online at
www.KarenandKids.com.
You can learn about our music, and maybe you would like a copy of this program.
And remember, with God,
anything is possible. See you next time.
Put together some of our favorite Christmas carols, and over the next few weeks, we are going to share them with you. If you are interested in ordering our new CD, Hear the Angels Sing, visit our website at www.KarenandKids.com or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.